The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the earth. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying in, add a single hour to your span of life? But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have a question for all of you. What is your most precious resource? Family? Money? Time, yes, time. Because I am talking about something that is perishable and irreplaceable, and that is time. And it's amazing that God, in his absolute grace, has given us all the same amount, 24 hours a day. And believe it or not, the quality of joy and the impact of our lives are directly related to how wisely we use the time we have. Bill Booknight says, time is our most precious resource. And for that reason, we create time for which matters most. And what matters most to us usually gets our attention and dedication. Is that truth? Yes, yes, and we never rush. Perhaps sometimes we run because we do not want to be late. Interestingly, the Bible says Jesus never rushed anywhere. He was usually busy, but he found time to pray a lot. His full ministry was accomplished in 3 short years. However, he found time to play with children, to investigate a fig tree, to take a nap during a boat ride, to rest at noontime beside a well, and to attend a wedding reception. When you want, you always gonna find time. Today, I want to share with you 3 biblical guidelines to help us in managing well our time. Number 1, in order to manage time well, we must know our purpose. Most people believe their main purpose is to be happy and successful. It's okay, but we as a children of God know we are not in this earth primarily for these wonderful things. So what is our goal? Our goal is maturity in Christ. Can you repeat it with me? Maturity in Christ. That is our goal. And maturity is one of those things that cannot be hurried. It takes time. In the book, Secrets of the Vine, Bruce Wilkinson says the following: God doesn't want you to do more for him. He wants you to be more for him. When we understand that, we can freely say no to good things in order to say yes to great things. Because we have a purpose in life, maturity in Christ. Once you know your purpose, my brother and my sister, you are ready for the next thing that is going to help you in managing time well. Can you think about what will be the next? We say the first is what? Purpose. And the second is priority. Priority. Priority just means knowing which things are more important and which are less. Once we know our purpose, our priorities can emerge easily. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." My siblings in Christ, when our priorities are not healthy or clear, we end up making more things that we should and not doing any of them really well. Setting priorities, it's tough because we have to make hard choices. Often we have to say no to good things so we can say yes to the best things. There is not enough time for all things, but there is enough time for the most important things. It is just a matter of establishing priorities. Once your purpose and priorities are settled, then you are ready for the next resource to help you in your time management goal. Can you think what will be the third? We say purpose, priority, planning. Planning, PPP, planning. An expert in business said, "Someone who fails to plan, plans to fail." Paul, the Apostle Paul, gave very similar advice in Ephesians chapter 5. Listen what he said. "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity." My friend, each 24-hour period, it's precious and unrepeatable. The psalmist said, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." It is a unique 24-hour gift from God to us, and we are stewards of each day. If we know our purpose, we can develop our priorities Then, as we express those priorities through a daily plan, we become excellent managers of time. So this morning, I would like to invite you to think through your life, your activities, and how you spend your time. God has graciously given us time, and we don't know if it will be long or short. We do know that we have today. Use it wisely. Make that call to a loved one. Take the time to have that talk with your husband or wife or a child. Read that book that is waiting for you to be opened. Spend some quiet time in prayer. Join a small Bible group, even though it's only online, but do it. Put into practice your spiritual gifts. Pour out the blessings that God has given you on other people. Rest. Rest. Recharge not only your physical energies, but also your spiritual ones. Dedicate time for yourself. Use your time wisely, for every second, it's a precious gift. Summarizing, my siblings, think about your purpose, set your priorities, and make your plan. Remember, time is the most precious resource we have from God. There is a quote from Martin Luther about time. Listen what he said. I have so much to do today that I shall spend the first 3 hours in prayer. I'm not asking you to do that, because that plan works for him. Was his decision. But you need to make your plan. Martin Grateford, a natural from Zambia, wrote the following that I love. Listen, take time to think. It is the source of power. Take time to read. It is the foundation of wisdom. Take time to play. It is the secret of staying young. Take time to be quiet. It is the opportunity to seek God. Take time to be aware. It is the opportunity to help others. Take time to love and be loved. It is God's greatest gift. Take time to laugh. It is the music of the soul. Take time to be friendly. It is the road or way to happiness. Take time to dream. It is what the future is made of. Take time to pray. It is the greatest power on earth. As the second reading says, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. My brother and my sister, say no to good things so you can say yes to best and great things. And the people of God say? Amen. And the people of God say? Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Lord, for the time we have spent together in worship. We are grateful for this opportunity to gather in your presence to offer our praise and adoration. We thank you for the music, the teachings, and the fellowship that has enriched our souls. Help us to use our time wisely to reach our purpose, spiritual growth, maturity in Christ Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.